You're listening to The Pulse on University Radio Nottingham.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the first Pulse of 2023. My name is Jack Napton. I am one of your two new Monday Pulse hosts today. I am joined by Mr. Jake Firstworthy.
Hello.
I'm joined by Callum Thomas over there.
Hello.
Who is going to be the other Pulse Monday Pulse host for you this term, so look forward to that. And we are joined by Laura Skaith as well over in Nakora. We've got some great stories for you today, and we are going to start off, as all Pulse episodes will be starting off this term, we're going to start off with our local story first. And Laura, I'm going to pass over to you for our local story.
University strike dates in February and March have been confirmed. Unprecedented strike action will hit 150 UK universities throughout February and March, unless university employers make substantially improved offers in disputes over pay, working conditions and pension cuts. This will total 18 days of strike action, so will be the biggest set of strikes to hit UK campuses. So I guess my first question is, do you think strikes are the most effective way for lecturers to protest against pay and working conditions?
Mr. Firstworthy, you are a member of a university political society.
Indeed, I am. I am the General Secretary of Nottingham Labour Students.
So we'll direct Laura's first question to you.
I think it's a really, really tricky one. In terms of effectiveness, I would argue that marking bans and things like that, boycotts, are more effective. But speaking to a lot of students and a lot of friends of mine, especially those who are in sort of final years or those doing masters, they were incredibly worried when that was announced last year. Because, you know, obviously they've got jobs riding on this, potential offers of apprenticeships, things like that. And if that marking boycott what could have gone ahead, you know, that could have been hugely disruptive. So I'd say that it's a bit of a balancing act that the UCU have got to try and find of. We don't want to disadvantage students, and obviously a marking boycott would do that, in my opinion. But we also, you know, this is an ongoing dispute that university senior management up and down the country haven't taken seriously and still continue to disregard.
As one of the students Jake's talking about, I was a third year student last year, and I'm now doing my master's here as well. I can 100% agree with you. In when they told us that there was going to be a marking boycott, we were extremely scared. Obviously, I wasn't. I knew I wanted to carry on for another year of education. I had thankfully already been accepted to one master's course, so I did have something to fall back on, but it wasn't the one that I wanted. I wanted the one that I'm on now, thankfully, and that was dependent on me finishing my degree. So
and then of course graduation as well was you know, there's rumours of that being delayed, which although it's not as stressful as that, it's, you know, it's still it's something that you look forward to, and it's something that you've worked towards. It's a nice fun day, and that was potentially going to be postponed or not going to happen.
Yeah, and I do know a lot of people that have left as well that were heading towards graduate entry jobs and had sort of been impressed in interviews and through those processes of things, and it just came to you now. Yes, now as long as you get the correct grade and whatever that we've asked you for, you are the candidate we want. Thankfully, they didn't go ahead, and everything seemed to be fine. And as a fourth year as well, I can say that every single one of my years, including this one, has been affected by strikes. I remember my second year of university, which was during COVID as well, so teaching was altered significantly anyway. We had, was it second year? We only had one lecture the entirety of February.
Wow.
And because it fell with reading week as well, so because of that and the 3 weeks of strikes action, I had one lecture, which was really, really irritating. We actually covered this on the Thursday Pulse last year, because URN sent out a load of reporters to the different gates of the university where people were striking, and myself, Will Griffin and Gareth talked about it on the Thursday Pulse. And I think something that was, sorry, I've really taken the lead on this, but it's just that Gareth said something that was really, really
profound.
Like, it just summed it up perfectly, because Gareth is the same as me. He's well, we did the same undergraduate degree and he's now here for a master's as well. It is possible to both support the strikes because obviously we all believe in fair pay and fair pensions, but also be angered by them.
Yeah.
Because it is. And Callum and Laura, Callum, I definitely know that you're a fresher. You as well, Laura?
I'm in my final year, so...
Final year. So you've had... So Callum is a fresher... for you, has it concerned you, or is it not really affected you? Because I think I remember my first set of strikes being like, great, bit of time off, let's go out.
I think that's how I felt last year.
But as I've got older, I'm...
I think that is kind of the thing with it. Like you said, you definitely support it from a moral perspective, but then in terms of practicalities, it's not quite as straightforward as they've said. In the article that is sort of going off, the UCU General Secretary, Joe Grady, said that students understand that staff working conditions are their learning conditions. We are proud to have their support in these disputes. A system that relies on low pay and the rampant use of insecure contracts is a system which fails everyone. I think everyone here would, to an extent, agree with that sentiment. But I don't know, I sort of thought to an extent saying that, you know, students wholeheartedly support the strikes is maybe not representative of everyone's views. You think students in this dispute, whilst we'll agree that the sort of working conditions are insufficient, and we've had lecturers specifically that they will tell you their own personal circumstances, and you know that they should change. Students are almost collateral in this in this dispute, rather than it being about improving the conditions of both. You know, the conditions of students and lecturers are not mutually exclusive. They both need to improve, and this strike, you know, disadvantages students essentially. So I think it is complex in that students are, you know, being adversely affected, and whilst we support it to an extent, you know, 18 days, especially if, you know, got reading weeks as well, not here for most of April, the student impact is going to be significant. And also I think it's slightly more complex because we've seen a lot of other public sector strikes, which, you know, that's directly against the government, whereas this almost seems like students are the ones that are going to be adversely affected rather than the government, which is, you know, another thing to consider, I guess.
Laura, I'm almost going to flip your own question back on you then, if that's all right.
Yeah.
So you're in your... Is it third or fourth year that you're in?
I'm in my third year.
In your third year. So you've likely had a lot of strikes during your time at university. You asked if they were effective, and Jake argued that perhaps a marking boycott is more effective. Now, personally, it made me a lot more fearful, because obviously I can still do a certain amount of learning on my own without a lecture or a seminar, but you know, I can't write my own work because I'd probably just give myself top marks. But in your opinion then, are the strikes the only sort of acceptable method, because marking boycotts are possibly more effective, it's a bigger threat.
Even a threat, I was going to say, of a marking boycott.
So should we as students be more supportive of the strikes because at least our work will still get marked, most likely, and that's not being threatened? Or do you think there is a better way that this could be done?
I think it's a difficult balance. I was speaking to my brother, who's in his first year, and he said one of his friends has worked out they've actually got less days of teaching than teaching this semester because of the strikes and because they get so few days of teaching. And I think that can also have an adverse effect on grades, and you won't get the same compensation that you would for, say, a marking boycott, where your work would hopefully get marked anyway, or you might get some form of compensation, whereas often with assessments, students are very much left behind. They only have maybe 5 weeks of actual teaching. Some of my weeks are completely wiped out by strikes, and they don't get compensation for that when it comes to the assessments. So I think it's one of the most effective ways that has sort of the least impact on students, but especially this year in comparison to last year, we don't get any form of teaching at all during those weeks, and they are a complete write-off, which does cause anxiety for assessments when you've got much less choice in how you are assessed, and which, for example, in English, which text you can choose to study.
Now, it has just been announced sort of minutes ago, before we came on air, that conversation with the government has broken down, and that actually this is not going to be exclusive to universities. Now, there will be teaching strikes at education levels below universities. Is that significant? Does that help the cause, or is it a separate issue that is just possibly going to anger the government more? It seems like they're going to take a harder from, you know, these conversations, it seems like they're going to take a harder stance rather than be accommodating. It's going to be, we're going to make you out to be the villain. And Jake, we'll circle back to you.
I think it's an interesting one because obviously the UCU strikes in a way predate the rest of the public sector strikes. So I believe the first one was in 2021.
The first UCU strike I encountered was 2019.
So that's before we've had this cost of living crisis with Royal Mail postal workers, you know, doctors, nurses, ambulance drivers going out on strike. So I think the issue in a way is different. It seems to be that other public sector worker strikes is them versus the government, whereas the UCU strike seems to be lecturers and academics versus university senior management.
With the students is sort of an unfortunate byproduct.
This kind of
that.
Battering ram, yeah. I just wanted to circle back to your point of, you know, the University of Nottingham Students' Union held a referendum which passed with a relatively high turnout, significantly higher than indeed the last SU elections, and that was an 82% vote for supporting the strikes, I believe. But you know, there's still that 18% that don't support the strikes, and also it wasn't a clear question of, okay, I support the strikes that have just taken place or about to happen. Mm. Obviously, the last strikes that we had on campus were 2 or 3 days, so I think it was nowhere near 18 anyway.
No, it wasn't.
And you know, there's questions to be had around if these strikes don't do anything, and they then again the UCU threaten a marking boycott. It's okay. Well, we were balloted on whether or not we supported the original strikes. We weren't balloted on whether or not we support marking boycotts. So I think there is a big sort of question of where does student support start and finish?
Yeah, it almost seems like students seem to have lost their agency a bit in it, because when you were talking about whether to go for a marking boycott, what will be more effective, a marking boycott or a strike, it's like, I don't know, there is goodwill for these strikes, but the point at which now, whether barometer for how successful these strikes are, how negatively they affect students, basically.
Yeah.
As in, will a marking boycott or not teaching affect them worse? Mm. You're almost then having to rely on the students to then create the uproar that will make governments, you know, the sort of higher-ups of the university act, which, I mean, in the sort of precarious position we're in, is probably the most effective way of doing it. But at the same time, I think that the sort of lessen the goodwill a little bit, especially with the sort of, the amount of strikes that are going on at the moment, it is... quite disconcerting for all involved.
Mm. Laura,
yeah.
I'm gonna ask you. Callum's just said about creating a kind of uproar. Now, do you think that it then, because of us being sort of caught in the middle of this, do you think that students actually do have the power to turn the tide one way or the other? Or do you think, which I think we have seen examples of, that the both those striking and the university institutions against the strike, do you think they will both just spin it as, you know, do you think that people, like Callum says, we've lost our agency and words will be put in our mouths both in support and against the strikes from each side? Or do you think there is something students can do that won't be misinterpreted or manipulated in a certain way that it could, you know, help resolve the problems?
I do think that the power is very much in students' hands. With the case of the strikes, for example, we're the only ones affected. The university, as evidenced by the fact that these have been going on since 2019 and nothing has changed, the university isn't really minding that students' education is being impacted. And I think that really gives us the power to say, well, enough is enough. We want our education and we were willing to fight for it. And things like, I know the National Union, not National Union students, the big surveys coming out for third years very soon, that has a massive impact on the university and the university's policies. So if third years are feeling frustrated about all of these strikes, that's a really good place to have your say and make it clear that these conditions are unacceptable and that you stand with your professors. I think there's been other forms of protest. Last year there was the sit-in in Trent Building, and I don't think that got the results that were hoped by the students. Most people sort of saw it as an entertainment and as students finding an excuse to take a few days off. They weren't taking the students' protest seriously, so things like the survey would be a more effective approach to actually get you listened to.
We're on campus
and we're online.
University
Radio
Nottingham.